This is Pastor Larry here with today's Daily Dose. It comes from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 7 to 9. The Apostle Paul says, I became a servant of this gospel, this good news about Jesus, by the gift of God's grace, God's unmerited favor, that was given to me through the working of his power. Although I am the less than the least of all of the Lord's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles, those who were far away from God, the boundless riches of Christ, and to make plain to them the administration or the plan of God to bring the two into one. Now, what I want to focus on today is a simple statement of the Apostle Paul about he is the less, actually, than the least of all God's people. And he has become a servant, one who serves the good news of God to tell people about it. Now, what does he mean by I'm less than the least? Well, let's not forget what some of you know about his background. And if you don't know his background, it's phenomenally amazing. This is a man who hated Christians to his core. He hated Jesus Christ. Talk about being a zealot and an enemy of our King. There's been none who were more so than he himself. This is a man who threw Christians in jail. This is a man who stood by while Christians were killed. And when it says God's grace came to him, I want to tell you, that's God's grace. If anybody didn't merit being forgiven and didn't merit the opportunity to become a son of God and a spokesman for the Lord, it would be the Apostle Paul. And I think sometimes because we know the end of the story and we didn't really experience the beginning of that story, we don't fully grasp God's love for even his arch enemies. And Paul is living proof of it. And that's what he says in this passage and some other parts of Scripture. Now, what does that mean for me as I go out and live my life for the Lord Jesus Christ? That means I constantly have to see his enemies, not just my enemies, but even God's enemies through the same eyes the Lord does. As I've mentioned so many times in sermons, he wants us to win them over and not to wipe them out. His goal is to take his enemies and turn them not just in kind of neutralize, but turn them into full-on sons and daughters of the King Most High. And you know what? If we're going to do that, it starts with an attitude shift. I know one of the things that was very powerful in my life early on when I began to realize this truth was to start praying for his enemies not to be wiped out, but to come to Jesus. Because the truth of the matter is, early on when I ran across people who were my enemy because of my walk with God or who persecuted me or whatever it would be, I kind of had a prayer that was much more sick 'em, God. And by the way, there's a time and a place in the Bible for those kind of prayers. You'll find a few of them in the Psalms. But for God to change my heart to align with his heart, I had to learn as the anger would well up in me for what they did or what they stood for or what they were knocking down, to simply stop and say, Lord, I don't really want this, but I know you want this. Will you bring them into a relationship with you? And as I prayed that prayer, you know what I found? Eventually, my heart began to align with my prayers. And isn't that what it's about, to be conformed to the image of Jesus? To let him from the inside out change not only what we do, but what we value, how we think, and how we live our life. The Apostle Paul, who would have guessed, one of the greatest Christians of all time. Who knows? That enemy of the King right now, that enemy in your life, God might have a plan for them to show his grace, and a plan that's far different than you and I would ever guess. So, go pray for him.